Good morning. It's another episode with The Layup with Coach JT. Just an outstanding night last night across the board for our basketball program. Extremely proud of all of the boys and the hard work from the freshman level, the JV team, and the varsity. Playing in the Battle of 76 is a friendly rivalry with Mission Vista. And last night, absolutely, defense was on display. Just talking about the game and the program and where we are right now. If you were there to see the game last night, what you're seeing is our program change in culture, where we are all running the same systems. You know, that was the vision that I had for this program for years. And we're at a point where we're getting tremendous buy-in from the guys. We're going to see more pressure defense and transition, but just more team bonding. And that was the purpose of last night. So, you know, to bring more bonding and togetherness is what we say this year. You'll hear our chants, 1, 2, 3, together. And you'll see that. And we're still going to expand on that. Great chemistry with the coaching staffs. We have tremendous managers. So right now, this program, we're just in a really good place, but we're just getting started. You know, and speaking on last night again, thank you to all the parents again for allowing us to have the boys. We wanted this to be, and my plan for this to be was a bonding trip as well, where we all ride the bus together because it was a short ride. So I know it was a sacrifice for some of you, and I totally understand that, but thank you for your understanding. We won't have a lot of games like this. We will allow at certain points to have parents to be able to pick up, you know, your sons to go home, but it was extremely beneficial. The bus ride home was one of the best bus rides I've had in my 4 years. The laughter, the positivity, it was just the whole bus was just full of laughter and positivity and singing. And it was just really fun to be a part of. Like I said, it was a short ride, but that short ride was probably more impactful than any of my bus rides that I had as my tenure as a coach at any school. And so thank you again for that. And thank you guys for being positive and working hard and reaping the rewards of your hard work. Just speaking on the game, you know, just coming into the freshman game, checking on the scores and seeing, you know, how they were playing defensively. The JV game as well, just some grit and effort there as well, pulling away late. And then, of course, my varsity guys, you know, this was very important for us. Being this is our second year in a row, now we've beaten Mission Vista, but in the manner that we beat them and won the game on all three levels was based on the defense. Last night on the varsity level, we have Elliot with 22, we had DJ with 2, PD with 13, Harrison with 10. Hayden gave tremendous minutes last night. Hayden Rabbits coming off the bench, sophomore. You know, building and developing him as a future point guard, just some stability to get Elliot off the ball. But 6 points, but it was not just his points. It was the court vision setting other guys up. Just a great job there. Teague as well. Just, you know, a freshman, a great athlete. I'm going to be a three sport star. You know, just notice his defense and his ability to guard full court and the energy that he brings. Also kind of brings a professional mindset. It's business. And like I tell the guys, you know, the game we play is basketball. Our business is winning. And, you know, it's just that winning attitude that I see with him. He got 6 points, or let me see, as far 8 points, I apologize. But just giving us the ability to change our defense in other ways, it gives me some options on that. Of course, our senior team captain Xavier Charlin had 16. Again, was about four threes last night. any of just stability there. You know, I can always rely on what he brings to the table on and off the court. And, of course, we had Isaac did not score in the book, but in development, and just going to keep encouraging him to keep working on the defense and rebounds. And so we're just really excited where we are. We have a couple of other players that will be coming back here soon. And, again, our team just looks to get stronger. Carrying on for today, we do have a game against High Tech Chula. Those who remember last year, High Tech Chula is a game that we lost in the second round of the playoffs. So the boys are really anticipating and excited to get this opportunity to play again. I know it's a new season, but still, you know, nevertheless, if you're a competitor, you fully understand what this represents. And this team, what I'm seeing here, really has a nice even keel about them. You know, they're learning, and we're teaching them about playing with that controlled aggression, as I would call it. And that we still will compete to the end, to the zeros. I say we compete to the zeros, to the zeros. When that clock is 000, then we can stop running. But until then, we run on both ends of the court. So I'm just, you know, just excited for the opportunity. The JV game is at 4:00. We expect the guys to arrive at 3:00 for the JV. The varsity is at 5:30, arrive by 4:30 or earlier if you like. You know, this is our first home game, and we're excited to be there for that. One thing I will talk about is one of the new concepts and things we bring into the program, and I mentioned it on my last update, is we call it the Dog Award. And again, the Dog Award is my personal award. And again, calling a player a dog in basketball is a term of endearment and respect. However, how I define it with our team and the recipient of that person that gets nominated, we could have a dog of the game. It could be the dog of the week. But it's just when I see, and after feedback and talking to the coaches and just seeing it myself, it's really my personal award of someone that I respect in the manner of these three character traits. A dog is someone who's determined, a determined individual to be successful. You can see it in their play on the court. You can see it in their actions. You can see it in their effort. You can also count on a person to be that person to be accountable. So dog, determined, accountable, always shows up to practice, give an effort, leadership in that capacity, always shows up on the court. I can account on that person to give me the effort that I'm looking for, to be coachable, to listen when I ask, look me in the eye, and, you know, just a great body language. The person with work ethic that works and just, I know that they could run practice without me even being there, that they're going to work on their game, they're going to study. And also this counts for a person that has a work ethic in school. Like I tell the guys, their schoolwork and their grades and how they go about the business of school is a reflection of their work ethic, which translates to the basketball court. I can tell by athletes pretty much predict what they're going to do in the gym by how they go about their business in school, because it's all work ethic. And G is grit. Now, we also, I can say grind. So in both respects, they mean the same thing. But a person with grit is that he won't quit. They will just never quit. And just, you know, just someone that you, again, it just jumps off the screen if you watch it on video, and then it gets you out of your seats if you watch the game in the live. And that last, my first recipient of that was Petey Pizzo. So Petey, we're just fascinated and blown away by your effort last game against Calvin Christian. We're looking at a couple of more I'm adding to bring to the team. Now, we can have multiple recipients of this award. We can have multiple recipients, and at the end of the year, we will have the Dog of the Year Award. Now, when it comes to awards, we also have the Warrior Award, which is a very prestigious award from the school. That includes your academic accolades as well as athletic. And each year I look forward to always giving that award, but I'm adding the Dog Award this year with the different character traits, but that's representative of who I am. And that's how I see myself in my life as a dog. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. Really excited. So as you're watching the games, think about those characteristic traits. Think about that dog. Think about that person that you see and you know, that's in the community, in their school, on the court, that is determined, that's accountable, And I also say, too, to the guys with that accountable, also say awareness, you know, situational awareness, understanding the game, understanding, you know, what's happening on the court and what we need to do to be successful, you know, to secure victory, to get out of the gyms with the win, the collective of all of us pulling in the train in the same direction. And so I look for those things. And then someone that you know has the work ethic. You know it. You know, you see the putting in the time. They put in that work when they're not around on the basketball court with the other players. They're on there by themselves. You don't have to tell this person to get up and go to the gym. You don't have to motivate them. They're self-motivated, you know, and the grit and the grind, again, is that individual gym. This won't quit. So those character traits, when they leave high school, it would translate to their life. It would translate to their careers, college, what have you, whatever their dreams and goals are. Our job as basketball coaches in this program, and I do have tremendous coaches, and Coach B and Coach Danny, if you see, just outstanding, bringing so much to the program that was needed. And I sought that out all last spring to find someone who can match my vision and partner with me. And you're seeing the results of it. So it's just, you know, the collective, again, sometimes it's all about puzzle pieces. And so they're helping building those character traits with me. And again, it's a we before me mentality here in our program, togetherness. So I just wanted to share that with you again here on the layup. Again, it's just a great opportunity, great format, new changes. I just want to give you some updates looking forward. With that being said, we do have winter break coming up here. So again, if you're going to be out of town, we ask kindly if you can use the time away request form. If you do need another link for that, let us know on that. We can make sure you have that, but and let the coaches know of your time. You've been doing a really good job of it, but please let us know for planning purposes. We understand family is important, and we want to make sure we account also we're responsible for the basketball team and planning. So that really helps me and the coaches out to understand how to form our practices, rotations, and games. One other thing I wanted to talk about in regards to games. I mentioned this in the team, in the parent meeting. This year, again, we went to a format of rankings, and we also have two-way contracts, as we call it. So in our ranking system, each game, based on characteristics, what we see, based on the performances on the court, this is more performance-based. This is really more about what value you bring to the team and your performance. Can you play the game? And we rank the guys 1 through 13 or 1 or however many people on the team from JV, varsity, JV, and freshman. And so that's where you may see reason why lineup changes. We're looking for combinations, and the boys see it on the board. They're aware of it. We went real with full transparency this year. This is something that I thought was important to bring into the program. I started in the fall. And they know where they are in the ranks and the roles and responsibilities, again, because it's that mental preparation. So that's been very effective, and I'm very excited about the response that I get from the guys this year. And so far, it's been really good about understanding the roles and giving the contributions thereof now that they know where they rank and what their roles are. The next thing is the two-way contract. Again, we start playing high, and what I mean is are playing up. My philosophy is, and Coach B and I have lots of talks with Danny too as well, we start the season with the guys to play up. I always believed in that. That's why we're seeing freshmen and sophomores contribute on varsity. You're seeing freshmen on JV. As we continue to get more game film, as we continue to get more observations and analytics, thanks to Coach John, again, part of our coaching staff, Coach John Jones, I'd be remiss without making sure that you get your shout out for being dedicated and filming the games. It's just a tremendous asset to our program to be able to come home and have analytics and films ready by the time I even walk through the door. Film is there. So again, it's just, I want to say hats off to you because of your experience as a coach. You understand what you're looking for. You understand how the game is to be played. So again, it's nice to have another coach in the stands observing the game and providing us film. So thank you again. But again, when we look at that film and the rankings and the two-way contract opportunities, we've identified a few of the young guys that will play up initially, and now we're starting to get them in the right levels, and we're seeing the results of that. So we still will tweak that to make sure that we have a good balance and good opportunity to compete on both levels. Per CIF, we're allowed to move JV and freshmen up and down. I mean, again, they can play, as you probably saw, the freshmen can play in the first game and they can also play in the JV game. We can also have this year, we can play on Frosh. When I say Frosh, Frosh is our Saturday league. So let me explain. The North County League, the NCC, they create the leagues on weekends, which will start, I think, January 11th. At various schools. It's almost like a tournament. So all the freshman teams or Frosh teams, I would say, from around that North County in our Valley League, which is that participated, which is Ramona, Valley Center, Rancho Bernardo, Escondido, San Pascual, if they participated. They could be in. That's our Valley League. But it could be if they didn't participate with a freshman team, then they'll pull some other teams in. And over like the next four or five weeks, I think they have it, all the teams will go to each gym, be the host, and they'll start games anywhere from 9 a.m. to 3. If I look at our schedule correctly, we are going to host on January 18th. So we'll play one game, but there'll be games played all that day. And then, again, they'll rotate. And so in that, in those games, we are allowed to play sophomores for that. There's a process that I go through. Not all coaches do it, but, you know, I may let the coaches know ahead of time. You know, we may have some sophomores in there just to, again, to balance out. But more information to come on that. I just wanted to share that with you, that there's a process before you announce you're going to have sophomores on the team on during the frosh. But a lot of coaches do it, and you'll see that as well. So you may see, you know, a bigger lineup. We may have a bigger group, and I believe in that, the collective togetherness. You know, I've been, you know, that's part of our culture. That's what I've been preaching from the beginning of the year. That is the new mantra for us this year. I think, we're bigger in strength in numbers. There's a value to that with that camaraderie. When we walk in the gym, you see a collective of Fallbrook Warriors walk in at the same time. And that was my goal last night at Mission Vista. When they see us, they see 30, 45, 50 of us Warriors all pulling in the chain the same direction. And that's the vision for the rest of the year. So that is it on the Freshman League. And our two-way players, again, we're just excited about those guys getting an opportunity to display all their hard work. Again, if you can see the hard work and understand that, again, I know our practices are closed. We may open that up in the future to have maybe an open practice so you can, you know, just kind of take a peek at behind the curtain to see what the guys are doing just for, again, just for their development to see, you know, to see their hard work is not going in vain. Another thing I wanted to talk about is our fundraiser, and we have a free throw three-point shootout fundraiser. So on December 14th, we will do our free throw three-point shootout fundraiser. It is extremely fun. Hopefully by this time, you should start getting some requests from family members to sponsor them. And so you can have sponsorships and denominations of low as 50 cents per shot, or you can do a flat fee and just donate to the program, and the guys are going to come in. We shared it with the girls program as well. And on Saturday, starting at 8, they'll start shooting free throws. And one of their teammates will count the free throws. Another person to shoot 3 points. Another person on the team, so forth, right, to count their shot. And it's again, this is an accountability on the honor system. But we have coaches. We'll go around to supervise. So we're going to overlook to make sure, you know, again, coaching while we're doing it is our main objective. We go around and observe, look at their forms. This is another way for me and the coaches and a fun way for the guys to raise money, but to work on their game. And I came up with this about 10 years ago in one of my earlier teams that I coached, and it was tremendously successful. So this year we added the 3-point shot, and it'd just be fun for them. And so hopefully you get those sponsorships. And please, we love your participation and your sponsorship to donate to the program. All proceeds would go to the athletes for various team bonding events. We don't need any other equipment, gear at this time. But we are looking to put some future equipment in the program. But for this is about the team. You know, whatever the proceeds we receive, we want to make sure they have fun with it. This is something for them. On all levels, will be able to go out and bond together in a fun capacity. And whatever they choose to do, it'll be up to them. So I think that's all the updates I have for today. We hope to see you at the game. Again, I'll continue to have my weekend podcast here on The Layup. Next podcast episode, we're going to look for a special guest to come on here to partner with me. We'll share some insights on the game and the future state of our Warrior basketball. And again, we're just excited to see you at the gym. If you ever need us, please feel free to reach out. We love your support. Thank you, parents, for all you do. Thank you for your volunteers. We still have volunteer opportunities. We're looking for, actually, as in closing, we're looking for a shot clock operator. If you're interested to do that on a game that your son's not playing, really, as we move closer into some of these league games, higher profile games, the intensity level becomes tremendous. And we really look forward to having an adult on that table. I haven't been successful in that, but I'm really hats off to to Lily and Val, my team managers. They just do an outstanding job as student athletes, which is part of my program and my vision to develop young people. That's why I give opportunities for younger coaches. That's why you'll see a lot of young people getting trained on the table, because I believe on them taking ownership of their program. And I'm a big advocate of that. But however, even if it's in a supervisory capacity, if you're there, you know, to help support us. But we really like to see if we can get a volunteer there, maybe just for a few games on certain games, be ready to do the clock for us. So that we really appreciate that. Again, we're signing off here. Thank you again for joining us for another episode. We'll look forward to seeing you at the gym. Go team. Go Warriors. Have a good day, family.